Blog Talk Radio.
Cruising at 37,000 feet. We just passed over the coast. We'll be beginning our descent in about 30 minutes. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome you to America.
Yeah.
I was made in America, land of the free, home of the brave. And right up under your nose, you might be a sex slave to your trade. And we'll do anything for the money. Boy, mama might sell her face. Sell porn, sell pills, anything to pay the bills, anything to bring that taste. Gotta scratch that itch, gotta scratch them ticks, ain't rich, but I might be. And I'ma shoot these flicks, I'ma turn these tricks, anything for a flight fee. Yeah, made in America. Mama told me that I belong here. Had to earn our stripes, had to learn our rights, had to fight for a home here. But I wouldn't know a thing about that. All I know is drugs and rap. I probably could have been some kind of doctor instead of holding guns and crack. I was born in the mainland. Great grandpa from a strange land. He was stripped away and given bricks to lay. I guess you could say he a slave man. But I was made in America, so I don't know a thing about that. All I know is Uncle Sam looking for me, working on his corner, so I know I got a paycheck. Getting paid in America. I was raised in America. And this is all I ever known. If I'm wrong, then you better come save me, America. Man, I die for America. I serve my time for America. Got shot back when the war got back, and ain't nobody give a jack in America. I could have lost my life, but I lost my wife. I can't even get right in my homeland. Full sweat, full tech, paranoid, looking out for a threat in my own land. I was trained in America. How they get up in the planes in America? Who are running to the building, taking out the building? People getting killed in America. And I'm still in America. No, America ain't feeling me. I went to war for this country. Turn around, came home, and you feeling me? When y'all free here, saying you don't want to be here. Well, you probably couldn't breathe if I didn't load a couple magazines here. Y'all just complaining in America. I'm jumping out of military planes from America. Hey, I was made in America. That's why I'm out here saving America. I got a brother in the cemetery now because he wanted y'all safe. And everybody wants the freedom, but nobody want to hear about faith. We bled for America to keep y'all fed in America. But what's the point of talking? A lot of y'all don't really even care, America.
Cut me down the way.
Welcome. This is me, Sean T. Daniels, coming at you here from Louisville, Kentucky. My first song was Welcome to America. Welcome to America, 1619, the first offsprings from Africans, enslaved Africans, was brought to America. Welcome to America. They were made. The offsprings was born from Africans that were enslaved, that were brought to America, and they were born after 1619. And all the way until 1776, the first generation of slaves that were bred before America actually formed and became a country in 1776. But nobody talks about those first generation of slaves. Okay, those first generation of slaves, the one that America would not have been able to accomplish or achieve all the things they were able to do. And the insult to the first generation of slaves is that they that were born between 1619 and 1776, they were probably promised that they were going to be incorporated. They're going to be, America was going to be an American. And what do the dominant European culture do? Because the Southerners did not want the slaves to be free. What did they do? America, the forefathers, the early settlers, they compromised. They did the 3/5 compromise. They decided that those Southerners had juice and they had a lot of wealth and everything, and they wasn't ready to give up making a slave that's going to be equal to them on voting rights and everything. So they compromised. And so from the moment that America was formed and created, and it said, "In God we trust," and they sought to break off from Britain, to become free from religion, free from the queen and the king, free from press, freedom of speech. But America decided that freedom wasn't going to come to those who didn't look like white people. Europeans, you know, even though they said in God we trust, the evangelical, always say the settlers, the Protestants, you know, they were breaking off from the Catholic Church, Roman Catholic. They wasn't so godly that to go ahead and allow those individuals to be given their full rights as humans. So America implemented initially the 3/5 a human. That was all for the right to being able to allow those Southerners to being able to maintain ownership, because they were afraid those originally 15 states that formed in the South, they were afraid. There were more slaves in those states there, and they were afraid to let those slaves to have freedom. You know, it's all about money, man. It's all about money. And, you know, the fact of the matter is America would not be the country that it is today if they had not had the sacrificial sacrifice of the slaves that implemented and gave them that opportunity. So reason why I'm talking about this is part 4, the sounds of blackness, a movement, a paradigm shift in America. There's an awakening happening. This past Saturday, we had here in Louisville, Kentucky, Friday and Saturday, St. Stephen's Church put together what they call the Angela Project. And I have to admit, this Angela Project was this is a third year. I just found out recently that they talking about this 400 years of, you know, the Angela that, you know, I mean, I'm going to let Leonard talk on this. I'm just doing the introduction. I'm going to let Leonard come on and talk about this because it's very, very important. I'm going to tell you where I was initially. I mean, I didn't do my research. I was just all excited about the fact that they was going to talk about the Descendants of American Slave conversation, and they brought in Jesse Jackson, and Jesse Jackson came in, and the word was that he was going to make an announcement or say something to it and everything, and I was all excited about the fact that they wanted to use the terminology and everything. And then my brother, one of the principals told me, Marcus said, go ahead and, you know, support him, help him out. You know, don't be mad at them. Go ahead. Let them know. But just let them know we get ahead of them. And so we did a press release and put it all out and everything. And the media did come out, but the media, they couldn't show. We didn't get the media coverage that we wanted. A lot of the media called me and told me because Jesse Jackson was running late. And so the program didn't start until an hour later. And so by the time I got there, I was at work and everything. I was actually able to see and listen and hear Jesse Jackson. And, you know, he didn't really, I didn't hear this first part, so I don't know what he said in the beginning. But he did make mention that, you know, we slaves, you know, been mischaracterized and the terminology that we currently using is wrong. But I was more excited about what took place on Friday because I heard Yvette talking and communicating. Oh, my God. I didn't set this time right. Lolly, B. Let me go ahead and get Leonard on here. Leonard, you there? Leonard.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Leonard. Guess what I didn't do? God darn it.
Didn't set the time out for an hour and a half.
Yep, I didn't set the time out. We're going to go into overdrive here, okay? But we're going to go ahead and get, we're going to do this, we're going to do it within the time. I've opened up all the lines. My Lord, man, this is where you, see, this is why I need more eyes in mine, man. You know, this is my part-time gig, man. This is my full-time gig, you know, everything. Hey, what I want to go ahead and let you go ahead and do, because we're going to go ahead in 24 seconds, we're going in overdrive. It's going to record it anyway, but it's not going to be like the regular hour show. I'm going to do just 30 minutes of this to talk about. So what I want you to do, Leonard, is that talk about this concept where we talked about the Angela Project and what you learned and what you discovered.
Well, Here's what I discovered. That the first slave that actually docked ashore, that first recorded, I'm going to say recorded, because there are probably slaves that came before them, but slavery, the first recorded slaves that, and if we could, if you're not speaking, can you put your microphone on mute? If I can hear
you. Yes,
hear
somebody, children and everything, and I'm trying to get all the mics on, but you're going to have to put your kids behind and everything, or your noise is just coming through. Go ahead, Leonard.
Well, just put the mic on. So anyway, like I said, it's what I discovered is you had the Portuguese ship, St. John the Baptist, okay, was actually transporting some slaves to Brazil. And that ship got intercepted by an English ship that actually came out of the Netherlands, kind of masqueraded or disguised as a Dutch ship, with a Dutch marquee named the White Lion. This ship intercepted this the Portuguese ship and stole some slaves. Okay, stole about 50 slaves. All right, so you know some of the slaves actually died. All right, there's about 150 that they died. 50, you know, so what happened is this English ship in the late August of 1619 docked in Jamestown, Virginia. And what they did is traded, you know, they said 20 and some odd Negroes. Now, we don't know if that's, they're saying 20 slaves or what the kind of the number is, you know, but we knew that there was a specific number of slaves, okay? And they traded those slaves for food, okay? They traded those slaves for some food. And later, there was another ship called the Treasury. It was another English ship. Okay. The thing is with this ship is it had an English marquee, and because the way the laws were such, because of how this ship was marked and registered, no one would initially trade for slaves off of this ship for fear of these slaves were captured because of piracy, because of because like I said, Portugal at that time was under Spanish control. So they didn't want to, you know, say, okay, these were slaves that were pirated, you know, by the English from the Spanish. So they didn't want to have anything to do with that. All right. So now what you had is back then they had what they call a muster. A muster is actually a census, okay? So where we see the name Angela come is in a 1624 census it happened. So 5 years later, they did a census, okay? And Angela was the only slave out of about 21 slaves. And originally, there were 32. Some had died, they say, you know, between seasoning. And if you guys don't know what seasoning is breaking the slave, whipping the slave, you know, torturing the slave to break the slave's will. So some of them died during that process. Some of them died because of illness, because you come in contact with different people from different lands, whatever types of, you know, chicken or smallpox or pneumonia, malaria, different types of illnesses. All right, so they got down to about 21 slaves, and one of those slaves was a female they called, and they said the name was Angelo or Angela. All right. And the story behind Angela is that she was part of the Portuguese colony Angola, okay, in Africa. And it is said that she was baptized in Angola and was a Christian, and she came over as a Christian. Now, back then, that was a dilemma because Christians the predominant religion of the colonies was the Christian faith. They could not enslave other Christians, so they enslaved Africans anyway. all right, because they proclaimed Africans couldn't be Christians because they weren't Christians to start with. So that's where you have some controversy there about Angela being a Christian or not being a Christian.
We don't know for sure, do we?
They don't know for sure. I mean, you know, theologians will say, yes, she was. And it's quite possible that she was because typically when a European nation went to colonize an African nation, the first people they would send would be Christian missionaries, all right, to spread, you know, the faith so that people, they would make the people more docile, all right? And it's a good possibility that that happened. And so it's a possibility she could have been. She could have accepted Christian faith, Catholic faith at the time, and been baptized. All right, so this is who Angela was, an Angolan woman who is supposedly was Christian, who was supposedly a Christian, who was sold into slavery onto the Portuguese slave ship, was captured by another slave ship, and brought to America between 1619 and 1624. We're not for sure, okay? But this was, you know, this was one of the first, okay, recorded African slaves to have been brought to America. She was property of Captain William Pierce. I'm sorry, Captain William Pierce. After that, there's not a lot known. We don't know if she had children, who she had children with. So it becomes very vague after that. So it's a lot of history that's not really, you know, known about Angela other than that's where you get the Angela from.
Hey, I want to welcome Carl. What's up, Carl? This is me, Sean. How you doing, man?
Hey, me, Sean. I was wondering was I online, because my grandson come in talking to me, and I'm trying to hear what he's saying. I was like, I hope they're not hearing this.
We heard the little one and everything, but it's all good, man. How you doing, bro? I wanted to go ahead and bring you on. I ain't heard you, and you ain't called in a long time and everything, so I wanted to acknowledge you.
Oh, I appreciate that. I never be on schedule, you know, when I think about it, you know, but today, you know, it come to my mind earlier, so I held on to it until it was time to get on.
Yeah. The deal is that this is going to be a short show. I only got about five more minutes. I'm going to be cutting it off and everything. I don't do this show. I need assistance. I didn't do my timing on this thing long enough and everything, so this is a short show. But I want to know, I saw that you read Leonard's stuff about Angela. What did you think about the fact that it's not the Angela Project is not exactly what we want to be connected with, because it's not really talking about the very things that we're talking about, people were born and raised. I saw that you saw that. What you think of that?
It comes to mind from history, back during the time of Malcolm X and Dr. King,
right,
and even Jesse Jackson being involved, and Louis Farrakhan being involved, and you know that the government didn't want to see these guys coming together, so they started using propaganda, you know, to set them apart. So when I read what was happening with the Angela Project, you know, it came to my mind, you know, it's the same strategy that they use, you know, to break up leadership, you know. And I know a lot of our church organization and people in leadership position, you know, they get funded by 501(c), and they not even allowed to, you know, to discuss these kind of things, you know. So I was thinking, you know, this could be the reason you know, why they backed away, because they really not allowed, you know, to have these kind of session and coming together as one group. So it just made me think about government involvement, you know, to separate leadership.
That's a you're talking about them not allowing us initially to be on board with them. Well, they didn't allow us to be on board with them and everything. Actually, at this point now, Leonard, I'm okay with it, man. It's probably turned out to our advantage not to have our name associated to this. What you think, Leonard?
Well, like I said, first and foremost, what we have to recognize is that we as an organization are not trying to be anti-church, anti-religion, or anti-faith-based community at all. Okay, that's not our purpose. What we're trying to do is stay mainly focused on our American slave ancestors first. And there's a reason why. It's when you start working backwards, all right, and you start reconciling things, you have to deal with the first people first. All right, that does not mean that we're not going to try to reconcile with, you know, African slavery, all right, but it means that first thing we got to do is reconcile with American slavery, okay, and American slaves. We would not be here had not those American slaves endured from the time they were born to the time they died. They had children, and they had children born into slavery. So unless they endured, you know, if they died before they had children, would just be the end of that line of people, and you know,
right,
we wouldn't exist had it not been for them. So we have to give them honor first. These are the ones who America seems to forget about. You know, we never talk about those, our slave ancestors born here in America. So that's the distinction that I want to point out. What the Angela Project is doing, that's perfectly fine. Okay, if that's the direction they want to go in, that's fine. It's just that's not what our focus is going to be about, and, you know, is
right.
That part of it, you know. See, so, and like I said, is one thing we have to understand about the church, and the church does a good job of this, is the church, the job of the church, all right, is to save souls, okay, or to bring souls to Christ. And Christ is the one that transforms people, okay, not the church. It's Christ that's supposed to transform. Same thing you could say. Same thing with Islam.
Let them say they doing it, but you know that's another show.
That's a different conversation. Yeah, but that's what they're supposed to do. And to expect anything different is putting more on the church than they actually are designed to do or what they're supposed to be doing. So we really have to keep that in mind. We think about, you know, our spiritual relationship. What is it that we actually want from the church, and what is it that we want from ourselves? I think that the church can be, you know, like I say, is can be the spiritual component of the blessing of our endeavor. All right, for the whole entire journey. Okay, some people want to make, you know, faith and religion the main part of their journey. That's up to them. Okay. One thing I can say is that none of us were born any particular faith, any particular religion. It was something that we got introduced to, and we have to make a conscious decision, you know, whether it be a calling, whether, you know, something inside of us. But we were born. Those of us with slave ancestors, we were born descendants of American slaves, no matter what. All right. See, so like I said, is that's the thing that we have to keep in mind when it comes to our unification, is that's our point of unity. And a lot of times we don't even realize that. See, so.
Yeah. Well, listen up, man. I apologize, man, but we're going to just go ahead and call this a wrap and everything. And I got to get better. Leonard, you got to tell me do better than this, man. I'm messing up, bro. You know, I'm messing up. I take full responsibility. I ain't passing it on to nobody. I should have checked the time. I was rushing trying to put it together. We just go ahead and call this a wrap, and we'll be back here next week. Hey, Carl, there's a lot of things going on, man. Do we have your email, man, to keep you in the loop? You know, Leonard, how we want to keep Carl in the loop and what's going on, man? We got to eat.
I'm registered with the newsletter, so you should have all my information.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to try to reach out to you and keep in the loop of what's going on and everything. But for all you who may be listening, we'll get to listen to this half show. We're going to bring this show back, part four back. The Sounds of Blackness, a movement, a paradigm shift in America. This paradigm shift is real. It's not accidental. It's only real based on the work that we put to it. So I just want to let everybody know we will be back next week with part four to have this conversation on the real time and on the right time with a little bit more time. So apologize for that, but we're going to go ahead and get on off here. And we'll be back next week. Y'all take care, bro.
All right, Michelle. Thank you.
Bye-bye now. I'll talk to you later, Lynn.